Welcome to a Muzzle Chat. I'm excited to be here today. I'm challenged today. I'm all flushed out. I don't know if the lighting's going to help me out or not, but my goodness, it just happens with these IVs. They're very, they kick my butt. But I'm going to push through. Really exciting topic today. Whole nother angle on things. But couldn't be more excited because I feel like there's just great opportunity right here at our fingertips. And I just want to do what I can to help us seize today, this moment, and all those opportunities. Have had some amazing feedback on the censorship episode, the pandemic. I mean, what a powerful teacher, history. And even though that's not that long ago, but it's the past nonetheless, how freaking important is it that we absorb all we can from that? It's so clear who's behind that, and that there's a two-tiered system, the rulers and we, the ruled. Right here in America, we got like this false identity and as though we're just free people. We've lost so much of our freedoms a long time ago. And they're controlling so much of the information and the narrative. They overextended their hand, and so much of that has fallen apart, but they're scrambling to control the narrative to keep us out of the know, get us back confined into that little box. These freaking nefarious rulers value one thing. It's control. Control over you and your lives, your bodies, your futures, your choices, your freedoms. And it's clear to me as to why they have in fact become this way. They've been selfish, self-serving to the point like they themselves view themselves as God. They want to become gods. They want to conquer mortality in this life. And sorry, ain't going to happen. You might extend it to a degree or this or that, but all of us are visiting. There's no beating that. There's no beating God's plan. And it's no secret with that, they've listened to, demonic spirits. Because it's not just the devil, it's all his minions. But it soured their hearts. They've allowed that in. And they've legitimately ended up worshiping Satan, Lucifer, even worshiping Moloch. Unfortunately, evil and these individuals do not value life or care about you as much as they play the wolves in sheep's clothing. That is just the case. But there is great news that so many are starting to break out of their boxes entirely and see, wow, we've been blindly entrusting the white lab coats in this whole infrastructure, this two-tiered system has created and constructed, where we've just been wired very inefficiently and just blindly entrusting and arrogantly. And it's kind of just the importance, like, once again, because things just happen in life, and you could just see so many of the tactics where they're ramping up the suffering and hyperinflation, all these things, to where we're not catching a break enough to grasp like the importance, and then what we need to do and what it takes to tear down this infrastructure so we can have prosperity. It's just the next thing. And then the rumors of wars and up is down and just mindless entertainment. There's just so much going on. It's important that we take the time and hone in and just acknowledge so we can effectively see what we need to do. We need to put an end to all this tyrannical suffering. So now that we've exposed the plandemic, there are other dots that we could connect that expose this two-tiered system and the rulers and we the ruled. And we're going to do our darndest to give one of those other angles, other subjects and topics. And there's other questions we're going to end with too on other topics that we would like to visit here in the future. So that being said, well, right before we dive into that, what do you guys think of this shirt? I freaking love it. I even love the phrase God made. Just by itself, God made. Powerful. But this particular one, God made, and then it's kind of the women's restroom almost sign here where you got the woman and the man. The two sexes that God created. Very powerful. Now, I actually have, fingers crossed, everything goes well, that there's no hiccup. I get it. We're all busy. But I have scheduled for tomorrow the actual owner of this company to come on. And I'm just psyched to hear his story as to what influenced him and his family to kick off a business so patriotically, so boldly, bringing God in. And oh man, powerful testimonies, powerful stories, no doubt. So please stay tuned. I don't mean to be testing your patience, but patience is a virtue. I got all these compliments everywhere I went today wearing this, and a lot of them had follow-up, like, where do I get that? And so just be patient. We'll have all those connections. And to let you know, that owner is so freaking awesome. He's going to give all Unmuzzled Chat listeners a 10% off discount. Rad. Cannot wait. So this topic for today, like, I want to dive into... Well, I guess the question becomes, have you heard what Toyota's trying to do and has announced? It's nothing new, this whole idea of a engine running on water. And we got a few clips that we're going to play, even dating back to where this is, has in fact been successfully done. And it makes me scratch my head. Well, why again hasn't this blown up? Where reported one man, and we'll play that clip. He reported in his engine that ran on water, he could go from coast to coast on 25 gallons. So, and there were thousands of miles already on that, and zero freaking emission, clean. There's talk that it could potentially outperform a gas engine because it's essentially running under the same, like the same, I you know, it's, I'm not an engineer, so it's a bit out of my wheelhouse. But what I can do is look at the evidence, and once again, I guess the teaser here is it hasn't blown up because why? There's a two-tiered system that would challenge their infrastructure, that would challenge their narratives and how they want things to play out. They don't want things that are more freeing to the people because now that challenges their very control. It's like, how do you make that connection? Well, it think on it. It makes sense. And when things tend to make enough sense, All right, let's play this video right here. Toyota's new water engine will destroy the entire EV industry. I like that. Now, I don't mind Tesla and what they've done and all these new technological advances, but what I do not like is how they false advertised with the blue license plate and puffy white clouds. It's been deceiving people effectively as though they're going green, and it just doesn't even make sense. Still, you plug in that e-car, 80% of that energy's come from coal. We could dive into the manufacturing on those EVs and how they build out those lithium batteries. And if you watch some of those videos, they're downright sick. And the people getting sick and dying from that. Not to address the actual recycling of those, because they do not last very long. And the recycling of all those batteries, and not to mention the infrastructure electrically, we can't even support. So if everyone, even half the population transitioned into them, our very electrical grid couldn't support the charge of it. And not to mention the very limitations of the EV, because it's not, we have way more freedom. And this is what it boils down to. We have way more freedom with our gassers. And you always could just throw in extra 5-10 gallon in the bed of the truck or something, and you got far less limitations than the electric. It's easily controllable, not to mention actually flipping of switches to using them targeted. The Rothschilds began with big oil. Could it be that it was big oil or many that would directly negatively be impacted, that in fact had this shelved upon his death or murder? I mean, once again, he was offered billions, didn't take it, posed a grave threat. It just makes sense. Why are we sitting back and allowing, once again, these rulers to rule over us and make these decisions? I don't know. To me, it's safe. I feel safe to say and come to conclusions on a lot of this. You can't tell me the sky isn't blue. I'm looking at it, based on the facts of the situation and everything that's going on. It's like, because once again, let's just suppose, let's just say he didn't run out of this restaurant saying they poisoned me and just happened to pass. Why did his technology not take off? It's just freaking clear. Is it not clear? We could get to the bottom of this. Listen to what they're pushing in Canada, because they can, more so than here, but all the shenanigans are pushing here, too.
Presently, we're having issues, and we've been having issues for the last few years. The last straw was this carbon tax. Canadians are squeezed on groceries, they're squeezed on rent, they're squeezed on cost of living. We are putting more money in their pockets 4 times a year with the Canada carbon rebate.
I know he was elected, but things change. And we're trying to get that message across, saying we don't agree with this, and he's really not listening. So I think we're going to see something very different in the next few years in Canada, a more educated Canadian public. People are going to vote accordingly, and I'm hoping that the changes are coming.
Ready to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in Ukraine and other countries to secure democracy. Why won't he apply those same rules in our country?
On April Fool's Day, many Canadians gathered across the country to express their disagreement with the hike in the carbon tax. My colleagues and I have extensively covered the protests in various cities. You can view our
Doesn't all that hoax go away? We could bring up the other scientists and facts that just blow up the whole carbon, whatever, is a non-issue and nothing burger anyway. But it shines a light on another angle as to this very topic we're going over, doesn't it? And then right here, geoengineering, like climate change, global warming. Wouldn't it put a big thorn in
a
that,
too? A so-called cloud brightening operation was just carried out on a decommissioned aircraft carrier in San Francisco. And the idea of all this is to help fight alleged global warming.
And yet people still don't believe their eyes and the lies that are being perpetuated from even Google. Like, all the control platforms.
Warming by reducing the amount of sunlight that hits the earth. This is New York Times. It was the first outdoor test in the United States of technology designed to brighten clouds and bounce some of the sun's rays back into space. A way of temporarily cooling a planet that is now...
Guys, they're not fighting. Just spoiler. They're not fighting climate change, the hoax. They're not fighting their own hoax. Under the guise of fighting a hoax, they're poisoning us. They're spraying us and poisoning us so we don't have the freaking resilience and wherewithal and ability to be a threat in this information age. There's no wonder they've ramped it up as information has become more available just to combat our ability on tearing down this two-tiered system.
How dangerously overheating. But look, in other words, what they're doing is they're loading the clouds with aerosols in order to make them more dense, and they're doing this to reduce the temperature of the Earth by trying to make it so that we and plants and everything else on this planet get less sunlight. This is part of a broader program of what's known as solar geoengineering and, of course, just climate geoengineering in general. They want to change the nature of the environment. And programs like this are beginning to gain momentum as a part of a proposed solution, maybe the final solution to climate change.
Water-powered vehicle under such clean, like, we have it all. Like, that's just too much freedom for the masses. It's too freeing. Like, we could just continually travel and, no, can't have that. That's why they're pushing the EV, even though it's hit their sheer hypocrisy in the EV right now, because there's nothing green about it. Golly. I apologize. I get a little worked up, and I suppose I have my limitations, and I might not be articulating, you know, that clear or perfectly, but there's moments in my mind I wish I could project, but it becomes just so clear and just so like impactful inside, where it just ignites that fire inside of me. We got to stop this shenanigans. The EVs, just think about the extreme limitations to those vehicles. It's exactly what they want. I guess in concluding, all of this makes me wonder, like, what else, in fact, would they be holding back from us? What else? There's been doctors, scientists that had reported cures to cancer that, strangely enough, committed suicide or were suicided or were murdered, and all their research went poof too. Just like this man's water-powered vehicle. And this was 1980. Like, what happened? It made news. People saw it for themselves. We had it good enough still. NFL was a thing. Like, the American dream. Under the guise of freedoms, and we just go on about our lives and get more blindly complicit and tolerant and allowed ourselves to be poisoned more and more and giving up more and more of our freedoms, and until like an effective plandemic happens, and then it seems like we're just moving right out of that too. Are we going to learn? Are we going to seize the opportunities? Are we going to seize the moments? Like, are we at the breaking point, the precipice? Can we, because obviously with the play on tyranny, freedom of speech, the deterioration of health, bio warfare, information warfare, spiritual warfare. We're right on this teetering point, it seems, where we're either gonna fall off this slope, where we just more than these boxes, it literally ends up cages and just full tyranny, or this other way where we, I mean, maybe we just sit here teetering for a while longer, and it's like, oh, we slide down each way a little bit, or whatever. But what's the point? Like, let's seize the moment. Gosh, am I just crazy repetitive? But even other than cancer, it's been said, and I've come across, I don't know if you have, but if the information was fully released, that even like what Tesla regarding electricity had like figured out, we as a globe would have no electric bills. We would have a surplus of electricity, but couldn't have that. Should have pulled up Warren Buffett's freaking, what was it? He was being interviewed or something by a paper or something, and they were just asking him, out of all the investments, like everything, what has been your favorite or best? And it just, hands down utilities. It's a sure investment. So things such as, you know, water filtration or electric companies, SRP or wherever you are, like they become a monopoly. It's not even when we purchase a home, we have multiple options. I believe very select few areas throughout the whole country, you may have two options. You may could choose between two companies. But there could be additional costs, you know, getting it, like, actually, if one's all wired, the previous owner had this one, and you want to switch to the other, there could be additional costs. But the majority of the zip code in the area you live in, you reside, it's just that one option. So if you want power at all on your with your home, like, that's your only option. And you pay whatever it is they're going to charge. That just is what it is. Heck, it's even now been zoned in certain things. Like, you can't even go independent, like now with solar, or if you just even wanted to sever that tie. Like, there's legalities. Like, you can't even be off the grid in certain zones. Wild. So hands down, Warren Buffett, favorite investment, utilities, full tyrannical control, or full control. I suppose you could be as tyrannical as you almost want to be, right? Maybe there's some state, federal limitations to an extent, but it's only trended one way, and it's up. That's it. It's never, it might have plateaued or peaked, like for, not even peaked, plateaued for just a moment in time, but it always tracks back upward. Getting to the bottom of all these things. We can do that. It's just, let's get that Tesla info. I do know even through nuclear and refining that could be an extremely safe, because we can refine that. We're still operating on like version 2.0, not like 10, 20, 30, version 30. Anyway, but I'm sitting here thinking, even with this same, getting to the bottom of like all these topics, Let's get to the bottom of who's behind and why. With the water, the cancer, electric. Heck, I don't know why, kind of squirrel, but Epstein. If we can't rely in the system to actually go after everyone in that list and all the footage we know exists in our agencies, then we could rule that out. I'm burning up in this thing. It's getting hot. My fan went out mid-episode. Whew, we're something. Folks, thank you for joining. I just want us to think on these things. It's exciting that we have Rumble, a platform that we can be open and we can be allowed to even be wrong. And if I'm wrong on anything, please bring the information forward. Let's have that discussion. But to me, with the information and the evidence I'm seeing in front of me, like my own eyes and my own ears, I can't deny that. So for whatever reasons, like, I mean, you could see how we could really be thriving and we could be focusing on, I think world hunger wouldn't even be an issue. I think clean water wouldn't even be an issue. We could be thriving so good, like we would have addressed all these things, but it would have jeopardized the two-tiered system. So they've had to infiltrate things and fight to keep this level of control over us and pull the wool right over our eyes, keep us dumb, ignorant, selfish, and we've just taken so much of it hook, line, sinker. And I'm guilty of it, but it feels so good facing that person in the mirror. And I just hope and pray we all could start doing that and sharing these, like, tougher, funner, more meaningful conversations as we go about our days, as though our freaking lives depend on it, because they frankly do. So let's make sure this teeters the right way. I mean, it's clear to me. I don't know, you let me know, did I make it clear enough for people in this, or should I just reshoot it all? It's just clear, to sum it up, as to why these vehicles didn't become available and fire up. Holy smokes. I'm on a struggle bus right now. I apologize. Very repetitive, kind of in circles. Even though I feel barriers have come down and I've had some breakthroughs, I'm still picking up the pieces. Still have line brain. And I'm a bit scattered, and for that I apologize. I know I could do better, and I'm going to continue to do just that. I hope you can see through the cracks. I hope that the message was somewhat received in helping expose this, so we can, but in a light, positive, fun way, that we can be excited to do our part. Guys, I love you. Thank you so much for joining. More awesome episodes to come in the future. Please support us. Click the follow if you haven't. Share this episode. We so badly need your help to grow, to have a bigger impact. Help us have a bigger impact. And as this grows, hopefully we can alleviate some of the one-man band over here to hone in more on the content and hopefully hand over the social media side of things, divvy it up. This is all consuming, beyond consuming. God bless you. I love you guys. Till next time, take care.